like going to, you know, Panda Express and say, this is not real Panda. I'll give you a little update on Gina. Of course, she's expecting her baby. A lot of people have been asking, you know, what's going on? She was there Wednesday, and then she's been off, and she's been waiting for the baby to come.
Where is she now?
Yeah, she is in the hospital, actually, you know, being induced.
Okay.
And she actually texted early this morning and said, I'm kind of a wuss. I'm getting an epidural. But, you know, don't be ashamed of that.
This, like, my only advice for her was, don't beat yourself up about not doing the things you plan to do.
Yeah,
it never goes.
They always, you know, pregnant ladies will always announce, you know, I'm going to do it all naturally. I'm going to do it in a tub with dolphins. But then at the last minute, they go like, can you give me magic juice that takes away the pain? Okay, let's do it that way then.
She's probably glad that she's going to have the baby today because before Christmas, she wanted that. And she's probably sick of us being experts about childbirth because we had wives who had children.
We've witnessed it. We've never had to physically go through it ourselves.
Woody did a lot of mansplaining to Gina.
Yes.
You know what it's like. Blah, 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 blah. And she's probably in her head going, yeah, guys.
Yeah,
so you've had babies.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You were just in the room?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks for all of your worldly wisdom.
It ain't easy for the guys either because we got to listen to you whine.
My wife squeezed my hand so hard. Can I get something for that?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Police think they found their man. The man who was responsible for shooting people at Brown University was found, died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Oh, wow.
They say he was a student there many, many years ago at Brown University. And they think he's also the same person who killed an MIT professor.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Very, very strange. I guess the man was born in Portugal, but has lived here most of his life. And he went to Brown University 15 years ago.
That's, wow.
Very strange.
Got to wonder what's going through his head.
Yeah.
The president has announced that next year for the 250th birthday of America that they're going to have the Patriot Games in Washington, D.C., in which a boy and a girl high school student from each state will compete. Right now, the odds-on favorite is Katniss Everdeen to win, according to President Snow. I mean, Trump.
That is also, there was a movie called The Long Walk that came out in September.
Uh-huh.
It was based on a Stephen King novel in which somebody from each state has picked to compete in this competition.
And they were killed if they walked slower than like 5 miles an hour something like that.
Hopefully they will fare better than those movies.
Yes, yes.
So scientists say that if you swear while you're working out, it will make you stronger. I guess it flips a mental switch and it allows you to strengthen your body in a certain way. All I have to know is, does it count if you swear when you say to yourself, it's time I should work out, and then you don't go? Because I'd be so ripped.
We've had the Woody and Jim Christmas tree in the corner of the room, and we still have a few gifts under there. And we have Mike on the line in Nashville. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys.
All right, we have a couple gifts for you to choose from.
Right. So we've got one that's in a completely gold wrapping paper motif.
Nice.
And the other one is dark blue with white snowflakes falling.
Which one would you like us to open up for you?
Let's go with the blue one.
The blue one?
With the snowflakes. All right. Okay.
Good choice. All right.
Okay.
Let's open it up and
let's see what we find.
Well, it's in a box.
Okay.
I'm opening up the box. And it is a yodeling pickle.
Once again, the yodeling pickle.
What do you think of that, Mike?
That's what I wanted.
Is that what you wanted?
Was it on your list for Santa?
Yeah, of course.
All right, well, we'll give you a chance. You could have what's in the other package if you'd like.
But you'd have to trade in the yodeling pickle.
You'd have to give up the yodeling pickle.
What do you think?
Of course I would trade it.
You're going to trade it?
Well,
Yeah. I don't think you really loved the yodeling pickle if you're willing to trade it that easily. But then again, there's no judgment here.
All right. Well, let's unwrap the other present and see what's in that one.
All right. It's the gold one.
All right.
And it's a box with a yodeling pickle in it.
You have another yodeling pickle. Obviously, it was fate. It was meant to be.
You don't.
We're
get
not going to tell you that
pickles.
9 out of 10 presents under the tree are the yodeling. That's just how we dreamed it would come about.
So, Mike, we got to be honest here. We do have a yodeling pickle, but we need you to be honest. Are you going to drive to our Murfreesboro Road studios and pick up this yodeling pickle?
Are you going to spend?
I will.
You will.
You're going to spend $20 in gas to come here and buy something or to get something that costs like $3. Is it wise?
I'll come by.
All right.
I'll come by and I'll play it for you guys so you guys can hear it.
Okay.
We've heard it a lot.
We've heard it a lot.
But if you want to have some kind of group yodel-a-thon, we'll do it with you. Okay. It's here waiting for you to pick it up.
All right,
and you
Mike.
Better pick it up because there's starving kids in Africa that said, I would love a yodeling pickle.
We would love
pickle,
to have a yodeling pickle.
But I don't have one.
Even though it's plastic
does.
And they can't eat it. All right. Congratulations, Mike. You hold on a second and dry those tears of joy. Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits, 93.3. We are ready to do that gender warsy thing. Brought to you, as always, by Tree Fellers.
They cut, you chill.
Ah. Contact them at localtreefellers.com. All right, we have Chris for the guys. We have Kim for the ladies. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, yes.
Let's get to know you a little bit. In fact, it's a Christmas question.
Yay.
Let's start with you, Chris. When do you open presents?
Christmas morning. We made the mistake when I was a kid 1 year of opening on Christmas Eve, and we will never do that again.
Why didn't you like it?
Because the next morning was so such a letdown.
Anticlimactic. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Kim, what about you? When do you open Christmas presents?
Well, my family also opens them on Christmas morning. However, my grandfather used to always beg to just open one on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes.
I like that.
We used to do that one open on Christmas Eve, and it was always pajamas.
Were they matching pajamas?
Yes.
Traditions
never die. It's awesome.
Okay. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin.
All right. Here we go. Kim, multiple choice. If you're using a gap tool, are you checking your car's battery, tires, or spark plugs?
Oh, my goodness. A gap tool.
Mm-hmm.
I would say spark plugs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Well done. Job.
Chris, did the Princess Diaries star Reese Witherspoon, Anne Hathaway, or Amy Adams?
I believe the answer is Anne Hathaway.
You are right. Good job. We're taking care of these questions.
1-1.
Here we go. Kim, what does it mean if you order your bourbon served neat?
Oh, I believe, I'm not a big drinker, but I'm going to guess that is without ice.
Without ice, without anything.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's just bourbon in a glass.
Right. You got it.
All right. Let's see if you can keep it tied up, Chris.
Chris, what do they sell at a Lululemon store?
A wife and two daughters. I'm supposed to know this one. I think it's clothes.
You have to be more specific.
Women's clothes.
I don't know. Kim,
should we give it to him or not?
I don't know.
I think that's a no.
Yeah, we're going to have to go with
that.
Yeah,
that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. I should have known that.
It's like overpriced, workout clothes and yoga pants.
Kim now has a commanding lead. She could win it with this answer.
Mm. Okay, Kim, the Florida Panthers are a hockey team. What sport do the Carolina Panthers play?
The Carolina Panthers are a football team.
They are a football team.
Correct.
All right.
The yoga pants took Chris down.
Oh.
So sorry, Chris.
Well done, Jim.
It's like that one Christmas morning when you had no presents.
That's right. That's how it feels right now. Sorry. You guys are awesome and good sports.
Kim,
have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you, you too.
Kim's got tickets to the Music City Bowl. Congratulations.
Yes. Awesome.
Go Vols.
Hang on, and we'll get those to you. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3.
I noticed, you know, as we get up oh dark 30 to come into work.
Yeah.
And there was already a lot of traffic this morning.
It's very busy.
I mean, people are getting a head start getting to the airport. I guess the airport B&A, now they have promised they're really going to be on the ball this year.
They're going to watch out for any of those traffic jam standstills that had people, you know, walking their suitcase from Donaldson Pike.
Abandoning their Ubers and traveling on foot. But yeah, being trusted members of the media, B&A has shared their plan with us and includes some of the bullet points of measuring peak rideshare requests. Working with rideshare partners during high passenger volume, using tech to monitor traffic, and strengthening traffic response time. So by that, they mean they have no plan.
But we're going to be paying attention.
We're going to be really watching. They won't be able to do anything about it, but we're going to be watching closely. Totally Hits 93.3, helping you with a little attitude adjustment, a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
This feels so good. Jelly Roll, one of our favorite humans, received a pardon from the governor for his early 2000s robbery and drug crimes. So Governor Lee said it's because of the wonderful things he's done since getting out of jail.
Oh, yeah.
It's made him a model for people with a criminal record.
He's really turned his life around, been very impressive.
Yeah, he's just done some great stuff and continues to do it.
Yeah.
And now that he has a pardon, he'll be able to do some things that maybe people didn't know you can't do if you've got a record. He'll be able to vote, and he'll be able to travel the world to perform.
So he couldn't do that before.
Limits you where you can go, what you can get into, and countries and things like that. Wow, so
that is amazing. Good for him.
Yeah.
Deservedly so. That's awesome. This mood boost is brought to you by dogs who think they're people. Yes, they should have their own Christmas stockings. Thanks for being with us.
I did everything to try to stay on the nice list with Santa.
Yes.
When Amazon insisted they give me $262.
That was very thoughtful of them.
Way
to go,
know.
Jeff Bezos.
I know. So it was a kind of a goofy Christmas gift. Every year since the beginning of time, my wife and I, like, if the house needs something, we buy it. And we go like, oh, here's your Christmas gift. But it's something we were going to buy anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Black Friday, there was a deal on printers. And we've never had a printer that worked. And I'm like, okay, let's get a new one.
Okay.
And so I ordered a printer and it was like half price. And it was $262, but it was usually like $500. I got a text from Amazon. Your refund request has been processed. I'm like, what is this? So I log into my Amazon account and it says, like, your printer is being returned and is on his way back to our warehouse. Your refund of $262 should come in a couple of days.
So, but the printer is still there.
I still have it.
It hasn't disappeared.
I haven't asked for a refund.
Ninjas in the middle of the night did not come and take it.
Nothing.
Really?
So I got on yesterday, and of course you get in with an AI, and they're like, I didn't return the printer. I still have it. I really don't deserve a refund. And the AI just kind of freaked out and said, you better talk to somebody who's a real person. I don't have any authority here. I don't know what you're talking about. So I got on with a real-time chat thing because I don't want to talk to anybody on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there was like some guy from Tunisia or something who was talking to me. And he's like, oh, okay, I understand your situation. I'll get your refund out to you right away. And I'm like, you're not going to send me another $262 because at some point I'm just going to have to pay them back like all this money.
Right, right.
Because they're going to realize something went wrong.
We double refunded you.
So I had to sit there and tell them over and over, I don't deserve this money. Do you know how hard that was for me to say?
Yeah, frugal Jim,
like
turning
money
down, you know, and if you got to keep the printer and get the refund for it.
Well, sure, that would be sweet.
Yeah.
But it would be wrong.
Karma would come back.
And so after about five times, the guy goes, okay, well, then don't do anything then. That's what I'm talking about.
The majority of schools, today is the last day of school before they take 2 weeks off
for
the Christmas and New Year's break. My girlfriend, Melissa, been having theme days all this week.
Yeah.
They did your favorite Christmas movie character, and Melissa was one of the wet bandits from Home Alone.
I should probably let people know that if they don't know, Woody's girlfriend does not attend this school.
No.
She is a teacher's aide there.
I'm sorry. I didn't. Yeah, you shouldn't have made
my girlfriend's in school. And they had a cut. Like, she's like nine.
Yeah. When we got back from Epstein's Island, this is what happened. No. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, she works at an elementary school. So everybody dresses up. And so, yeah, she was one of the wet bandits. And she, you know, said, well, where are you going to get your costume? I said, well, I'll just go in your closet. Because so many things in there.
You got so much wacky stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it was red and white day on Tuesday. So I have like a, 4th of July jacket and all kinds of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And today it was wacky tacky day. And so naturally she's going to win because she wore some of my stuff. I have a Christmas Story blazer. It's got the lamp on it and a bunch of other stuff. And then
Ralphie.
She wrapped her head in Christmas wrapping papers.
I mean, I saw the picture. It looked great.
Yeah, it does.
If there's a costume contest for the week, she's nailed it. Thanks to your regular clothes.
That's right. That's right. I wear it all year long.
Makes me miss performance costume, which was like,
oh yeah.
If you're a local, they were like a place where you could go and rent costumes for anything you could imagine.
It was really an amazing place.
Did it for like theaters or just anybody that was going to a costume party. That was awesome. It was an incredible place, and they closed down a few years ago.
Yeah, it used to be over a bridge downtown. Then it moved over to the 100 Oaks area. Then they're finally out of business. Which
now it's moved to Woody's Closet.
Yes.
If you need to rent a costume for any weird thing you could think of, go to Woody's house. He has it.
There's an idea. There's my side hustle.
Start
I'll just start renting out all my clothes.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Speaking about our Vanderbilt Commodores, Diego Pavia, the second place for the Heisman Trophy, word is it now that he is planning on a lawsuit. I don't know who he's suing for coming in second in the Heisman Trophy voting. Well, I don't know who you sue over that.
But, he's already said F the voters.
Yes.
In his social post after not winning.
He's becoming a little crybaby. And he's really, his rank of draft may be dropping moment by moment.
Could you make us love you less with every passing day?
Mean, yeah, we loved you until you started talking.
So somebody is not talking. They are speaking out. Kristen Cabot, she was the woman that was caught on the Kiss Cam at the Coldplay concert in Boston. She has done an interview with the New York Times telling them, I made a bad decision and had a couple of high noons and danced and acted inappropriately with my boss. And it's not nothing. I took accountability and I gave up my career for that. That's the price I chose to pay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, really, they didn't do anything illegal.
They didn't.
And if they hadn't have run from the camera, probably no one would have even noticed.
Nobody would have paid any attention. It was a little bit of a guilty look, though.
Yeah. Big movies this weekend. Of course, the third Avatar movie is out. And the SpongeBob movie called The Search for SquarePants. And Burger King has the tie-in with the SpongeBob movie. And today and today only, buy one, get one free of the Krabby Patty Whopper meal at Burger King today.
But there's no crab meat, right?
There's like, no Krabby.
The Krabby Patty was made of crabs, but they're saying it's a hamburger Krabby Patty.
It's in name only.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe it's like in attitude or Krabby.
There's no crab in this. It's like going to, Panda Express and say, this is not real panda. Really interesting story yesterday about a kidnapping that's been unsolved for over 40 years.
And it resulted in a woman answering her door to the police and them telling her she's not the woman she thinks she is.
Uh-huh.
They told her, yep, when you were abducted at 3 years old, your mother changed her name and went on the run and raised you. And this girl is now 46 years old.
Right.
And met her father for the first time.
The very first time. Yeah, I guess it started in Kentucky and ended up in Florida.
He hasn't seen her since the 80s, and she was really little.
Yeah.
And meets her again at age 46.
Yeah, because I guess she said that they were going to go I guess they were gonna. She was married at the time and left and was made the, a couple phone calls, and then all of a sudden just never heard from them again. Just ghosted the dad.
The mom took off with the child.
Yeah.
And now the woman's been arrested.
Yeah.
Over 40 years later.
How about that?
She thought, oh, yeah, man, I'm living fine. In fact, I've seen the video where they walk up to her, the police body camera, and she's just walking her dog. And her neighbors think, and she thinks, it's just like a practical joke. The police are just kidding around. Like, why would you arrest me? They arrested you because you stole a child.
You kidnapped someone over 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now this girl's got a whole new life. She realized, well, gee, my life wasn't what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom's going to jail. Just wild.
That is. That's going to, obviously, that's going to become a Netflix documentary or something.
Oh, yeah. If somebody's not negotiating the rights for right now.
What are we doing this weekend?
Going to a friend's house for a little Christmas gathering tonight.
Always nice, yeah.
My men's group, we're meeting for breakfast, a Christmas breakfast tomorrow. And then later in the weekend, recording some more Untitled Film Project podcasts. Or to review Avatar and a few other movies. So,
the SpongeBob movie?
I want to go see the SpongeBob movie. I haven't got
to
it yet.
As a movie credit, you need to. You have to.
I say this non-ironically. I love SpongeBob.
I don't love it, yeah.
So I may go this weekend. What about you? What's your weekend?
Tonight, we're going to Kevin and Shelley's. That's my son Jeff's in-law's house. They're having their White Christmas party tonight.
Oh, that's where everybody comes, sings.
Food and drink, and we watch the movie, the Bing Crosby movie.
Nice.
And everyone in the whole family sings with one voice while I make inappropriate jokes. So that's kind of what we do. Sunday, of course, we have church, and we're also going down to Mount Pleasant for a little pre-Christmas dinner. So that'll be a lot of fun.
There's going to be a lot of eating and celebrating.
Yeah. And also, we'll be keeping an eye on our phones to see if Gina finally has this baby she's been talking about having for so long.
Follow Woody and Jim show on, like Woody say, like she's faking it.
she just wants to take some time off. It's just a basketball in there. It's been there the whole time.
Woody says, prove it.
Yeah.
Follow Woody and Jim show on socials, and we'll share the news when we get it.
Very cool. Y'all guys have a great weekend. We'll be back here Monday morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, 93.3.